today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Measure this from the rim. Buddy? How far?
10 feet.
I think you'll find it's exact same measurements as our gym back in Hickory.
Hello and welcome to this sports break here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan. Patrick Foster is off now. He's convalescing. I think he's had a little illness. So everyone should wish him well. But in his stead, we have Bill Mulligan. Hello, Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
And Jason Goble.
How you doing all?
All right, there we go. There's the enthusiasm, Jason. All right, we are talking about the 70s Album Madness Sports Bracket Tourney thing that we're doing here on Rockin' the Suburbs. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/suburbspod, and you can find daily matchups you can vote on. And now we are headed into the Sweet 16. The Sweet 16 field is set, guys.
All right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to recap today just one region of the bracket, and then you'll hear in the coming days the other regions as well. I will just say one thing about the Sweet 16 overall. There's only one band/artist that has two albums in the Sweet 16. And not an album we're going to talk about today, not an artist we're going to talk about today, but we will just say that would be the Rolling Stones. So things could be headed toward an all Stones final, but that's getting way, way, way ahead of ourselves here. Let's talk now about Region A. And people can start to vote in this region today. That's Friday. But looking back at the second round results, we had the number one seed, Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon, went up against Devo's Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. And Pink Floyd won 73-56.
I did think Floyd was potentially ripe for the upset, but because thought with the New York Dolls first round showing that Devo may do enough. But Floyd did a nice performance, and they are right now breathing in the air and heading into the next round.
Yep, it's a classic. It's going to take something extraordinary to unseat them.
All right, well, we'll see. Maybe that will come from the next matchup we'll talk about was the number five seed, the Ramones, knocking off the Beatles, Let It Be. This would be the Ramones' debut album, knocking off the Beatles, Let It Be, 72-55.
And you have to be extraordinary to beat the Beatles, so.
Yeah.
And yeah, to that end, I've been asked to say something on behalf of Mayor Adams, who's been following the tournament but couldn't be here today. Number one, we would like to thank the good people from Guided by Voices, as well as the GBV Army, because sometimes you have to get kicked and this is what he told me to say, nether regions, to truly appreciate a great victory. And the bottom line is the Ramones beat the Beatles. It may be one of the weaker Beatle albums at the end of the day, but still they beat the Beatles. The flag at CBGB finally flying at full mast and flapping in the breeze as New York celebrates a nice win.
Hey ho, let's go.
There you go.
All right, let's move down here. The number two seed in this region was Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run, and really, really close contest here. Born to Run knocks off Elvis Costello's This Year's Model by 3 votes, 75-72.
I'll give you the analysis that you're paying me to do, and do this with a little basketball slant. Basically, Elvis and the Attractions kept on going back and forth with Bruce, but at the end, Bruce basically being double teamed, but kept on feeding. Do I have to say his name? The big man, Clarence Clemons. You know what? I'm being double teamed. How about a little solo from Born to Run? I'm being double teamed again. How about a little solo from Jungle Land? Born to Run, pulling it out thanks to Clarence.
Well, I did notice that this matchup had the second highest number of votes cast of any of the second round matchups, but it was the closest contest.
Yes.
We'll get to him in a later date, but I think even though it was a loss, I think this bodes well for Elvis Costello because he is pulling people into the stands.
He is. The Elvis Costello fans travel well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, and then the fourth second round matchup in this region is Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life with 94 votes, defeating Funkadelic's Maggot Brain with 30 votes.
Strong win for Stevie. Funkadelic, it's an obscure album. I mean, obviously everyone in this list is generally things people knew. But, obviously this is on the lesser end. But still, Stevie, I did not expect a 60-point win, which is, I think, what he ended up doing.
Yeah, it was 64, and without giving too much away, it's the second biggest margin of victory in the whole round, and yet it barely was half of what the biggest one had. So,
yeah. Wow, yes. Okay, so now looking ahead to the Sweet 16 matchups in this region, we will start here with the ones we just talked about. The number 2 seed, Born to Run, will go up against the number 3 seed, Songs in the Key of Life.
Well, I think I'm going to potentially surprise you guys because I know I've been trumpeting Springsteen, more so the other album that lost, which we'll get to ultimately when we do Region B. But, I had a feeling, and it's a feeling I have all over, and something in that 96 kind of has me feeling that I think Songs in the Key of Life may pull it out here.
Yeah, I think I agree. I was going to say that I'm going to go for Songs in the Key of Life just so that I can create some drama, but Jason is with me on this one. That margin of victory is hard to ignore.
I agree. And I don't think Born to Run won overwhelmingly in the first round either. I can't remember exactly, but
I think it was like maybe 20 votes.
Yeah, or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe even less.
Here's the thing. I don't know which way this will go, but I do think that is while there are many, many Springsteen lovers out there, there are also many, many Springsteen detractors out there too. He's kind of a divisive type of artist. And so, yeah, this could be a tough one for the boss.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll finish up here today with the other Sweet 16 matchup. This is the one you can vote on today. We have the number 1 seed, The Dark Side of the Moon, going up against number 5 seed, Ramones.
Well, from my end, most of that enthusiasm that I gave earlier was trying to give some enthusiasm to Mayor Adams' statement. I have to go with one of the first classic albums, classic rock albums I went to, and additionally, one of the first concept albums I went to. And in light of that, the lunatic in my head continues to say, vote for Dark Side of the Moon.
I think the Ramones are on a rocket to the Elite Eight, so I'm going with
there
them.
There you go.
There you go.
It's prog rock versus punk rock, which will come out on top. It's like a battle for the ages, really, for the soul of rock and roll here. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thanks very much. As I mentioned, go vote starting today on the Sweet 16 matches. So that'll be over the next 8 days. That's how that works. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening. Thanks again to Bill and Jason, and we'll talk to you all later.
Give you the analysis that you're paying me to do.